Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us. This is Brad Woodhouse with Protect Our Care. I hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. Just real quickly, I think as people know, Protect Our Care has been the group that has been fighting to preserve and protect the Affordable Care Act from repeal and sabotage. But in a moment of such great import and such a crisis, we recently launched a coronavirus war room. We were already doing a lot of this work, both as coronavirus related to the president's sabotage of the Affordable Care Act and his other refusal to use tools at his disposal to deal with this pandemic, but also in terms of accountability and holding the president accountable for his lack of preparedness, his downplaying of the coronavirus, his refusal to listen to experts, his zigzag message to the American people that is at best confusing and at worst incoherent from day to day. And so we have, and part of that accountability is to take a look at, you know, what's going on. And so we saw these protests in these states, some of which I think most of which the press has covered responsibly, but on occasion has, you know, given them, I think, greater import than any of the polling, including the polling we're getting ready to go over now, would suggest. So we went into, so they were FreedomWorks and some of these AstroTurf organizations were pushing these protests into battleground presidential states. So we said, you know what, we're going to take a look at what is going on in some of these battleground states with respect to who do they trust on the question of reopening, who do they trust on the question of response to coronavirus. And so I'm not going to go over any of the polling because I want Jim Williams from Public Policy Polling to do that. And then Jeff Guerin is on, President of Heart Research, who has also done polling for us. He's done all the polling that we've done, message development and other polling that we've done over time on the Affordable Care Act repeal sabotage, but he's done a lot of polling for us. And we've been in partnership with CAP Action Fund on much of that polling during this pandemic. But let me just say this. I think what my takeaway from the results that you're getting ready to hear about is that, I'll just put it crassly, the president can't bullshit his way out of this pandemic. He can't do it. I mean, I think he has done that through his presidency on some issues, and he's gotten away with it. But you just can't. And the president can't BS his way out of this pandemic and his sorry response to it. And I think when you juxtapose his lack of preparedness, his lack of competence, his lack of empathy against governors, in this case, Democratic governors, but we know there are some Republican governors that are conducting this in the right way. But when you juxtapose in these polls President Trump versus these governors, you see governors who are acting decisively, who are acting coherently, who are acting competently, who are showing preparation, leadership, and empathy. And as a result, you'll see in the results in these polls, they are trusted far more, their approval is far greater, and the president is not only failing the test of leadership at this important moment. We know from national polls he's failing nationally. He's failing in these states, and these also happen to be important political states that are vital to his prospects for reelection. And he's in deep trouble in these states, in these polls and in other polls that have come out before and even some after we had these in the field. So with that, I want to turn it over to Jim Williams to go through the results of these polls. Jim has done a lot of work with us, and he is with Public Policy Polling. Jim.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you having me on the call, and thank you, everybody, for being with us today. Public Policy Polling's newest surveys, we did four of them in Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. They find that voters think their governors are doing a much better job at handling the coronavirus than Donald Trump. On average, the governor's net approval for their handling of the virus is 32 points better than Trump's. The governors collectively average a plus 27 approval rating, 58 approve to 31 disapprove, while Trump gets an average rating of minus 5, only 45% approve of his handling of the virus across the four states, while 50% disapprove. And I can dip into the individual states on all of these. In Michigan, Governor Whitmer is at 57 approved, 37% disapproved for the virus, while Trump is at 44-51. That's a 27-point net difference. In North Carolina, it's even more striking. Governor Cooper is at 62% approved, 22% disapproved, plus 40. Trump is at 46% approved, 49 disapproved. That's a 43-point net difference. Pennsylvania is similar. Governor Wolf is at 59-29. Trump is at 44-52. It's a net difference of 38 points. And then in Wisconsin, Governor Evers is at 53-37 approve. Trump is underwater here as well, 45 approve, 48% disapprove. That's a 19-point difference. We found on the head-to-head question of who voters trust more to protect their state from the coronavirus, the governors on average beat Trump out by 21 points, 57-36. In Michigan, they trust Governor Whitmer over Trump, 57-37. In North Carolina, they trust Governor Cooper over Trump, 58-33. In Pennsylvania, they trust Governor Wolf over Trump, 58-35. And in Wisconsin, they trust Tony Evers over Trump, 54-39. So this is well below what people think of as the floor of Trump's base. Some of those folks are going with the governors on the virus. On the question of who voters trust more to decide when to reopen their states, the governors lead Trump by an even wider margin of 28 points, an average of 61-33. In Michigan, they trust Governor Whitmer more by a 61-34 margin. In North Carolina, they trust Governor Cooper more by a 62-29 margin. In Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf 62, Donald Trump 32. And in Wisconsin, Evers 56, Trump 36. We also found that battleground state voters think that social distancing measures need to stay in place, and they take a dim view of the protesters pushing for the country to immediately reopen. We found that on average, only 19% of voters think that social distancing measures should be relaxed, with 54% believing that the current policies are correct, and only 26% supporting more aggressive measures than the ones that are already in place. That's true across all four of the states. In Michigan, only 18% think that social distancing should be relaxed. In North Carolina, it's 16. Pennsylvania, it's 17. Wisconsin, it's 23. Everybody else, over 50% in every state, says that they think we're currently doing the right thing with respect to social distancing, and the rest think that even more aggressive measures would be needed. We found that even Trump voters, even among Trump voters, only 34% think that social distancing measures should be relaxed, to 63% who think that either the status quo or more aggressive measures would be the right approach. An average of 34% across the four states. So, you know, I think a lot of people are conflating the protesters with Trump base, and it's just not the case. We also found that only 21% of voters say that they support the protests to immediately lift restrictions, compared to 67% who oppose. In Michigan, it was 21% support, 66 oppose. North Carolina, 19 support, 69 oppose. Pennsylvania, it's 21-70. And Wisconsin, it's 24-64. We also found by a 20-point margin, 56-36, voters say that they're more worried about they or someone in their family getting sick from the virus than they are about the economic impact it's having on their family. By a 59-33 margin in Michigan, people were more worried about themselves or their families getting sick. In North Carolina, it was 55-35. Pennsylvania, 57-36. Wisconsin, 52-38. So by far, folks are more worried about the health impacts here than the economic impacts right now. Again, Trump won all four of these states in 2016, but we found that he's now underwater on his approval rating in all of them by a net negative 5 to a negative 9 spread. In Michigan, he's at 45% approve overall, 52% disapprove. In North Carolina, 45% approve, 50% disapprove. Pennsylvania, it's 44 to 53. In Wisconsin, it's 45 to 50. And that correlates directly into the horse race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. We found that Trump trails Joe Biden by anywhere from 3 to 7 points in each of these four states. In Michigan, it's Biden 51, Trump 44. In North Carolina, Biden 49, Trump 46. In Pennsylvania, another 7-point lead, Biden 51, Trump 44. And in Wisconsin, Biden 50, Trump 45. So those were some of the key findings we found in these four state surveys.
Great. Jim, thank you. And if you'll hang on, I'm sure there are going to be some questions about your takeaways from all this. With that, let me turn it over to Jeff Guerin. Jeff Guerin, as y'all know, is preeminent pollster here, president of Heart Research, done a tremendous amount of work for us and for other groups. Jeff?
Great, thanks. I'll be very brief. People are obviously very concerned about the financial and economic impacts that the coronavirus crisis has had on them and on the country more broadly. But what we're seeing very clearly in the polling is that voters in these key states and really across the country see this first and foremost as a health crisis and want our leaders to be dealing with it in that context. That's why Jim's polls and so many other polls show voters having an abundance of caution about reopening the economy too quickly or, more importantly, rolling back the social distancing precautions too quickly and too far. The public polling confirms what you just heard from Jim. In yesterday, Quinnipiac released a poll in Florida where 72% said the state should not loosen social distancing rules by the end of April. So kind of thinking about that time horizon. Question didn't ask about lifting them. They just talked about loosening them. And what we see very clearly from voters is a clear marching orders to their elected officials to deal with this first and foremost from a health perspective, and to act with an abundance of caution here. What we see in the polling that we've conducted is that the priority number one for voters across the political spectrum, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, or an independent, is to slow and stop the spread of the virus. That is really the dominant priority of the American people today. And Americans would love to get back to work, but what they are saying is they want to be able to get the country working again safely, not just get the country back to work. And the big takeaway is that Donald Trump has really lost his credibility for many Americans in terms of reopening the country safely. He's lost it because there's an overwhelming consensus that that he failed in important respects at the beginning of the crisis. In our polling for Protect Our Care and CAP Action, only 30% of voters say that he took the crisis seriously from the start. 64% of voters nationally said he did too little to make sure the country was prepared for the coronavirus outbreak. 63% say did too little to make sure the United States conducted the amount of testing for coronavirus necessary to contain the spread of the virus. And so on this question of what is a safe reopening of the country look like, people have frankly lost trust in Donald Trump based on his mishandling of the coronavirus crisis throughout. And as a result, people are looking very much more toward their governors for having for guidance and for good judgment about how and when to get things working again in a way that is safe for people and in a way that reckons with this priority of slowing and stopping the spread of the virus, which is priority number one. So, Brad, let me turn it back and happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you. I want to thank both you and Jim. And I think at this point, Whitney, let's open it up for questions.
Great. If there are any questions for our speakers at this time, if you press *3 on your phone, that'll enter you into our Q&A queue. Again, that's *3. All right, Brad, it doesn't look like we have any questions today, so I'm going to toss it back to you.
Well, I know who's on the call, so I could just start calling on people, but I won't do that. But I want to thank everybody for being on this call. I think maybe there are no questions. This is really self-explanatory. I mean, these numbers that we have are confirmed by the public polling that you're seeing, and I think it just really, from a public policy perspective, not a political perspective, it begs, for this president to take this seriously, and not tweet liberate when he knows that there are AstroTurf groups that are trying to get people to protest. He does that one day, and then he throws the governor of Georgia under the bus the next. I mean, this is deplorable, incompetent, incoherent leadership coming from the president. Maybe he'll look at some of these numbers and see what his political standing is, and he'll, and he might choose to do the right thing and change course. And I think there's been a lot of wishful thinking about how the president might do that on this and other issues for nearly the last 4 years. So for me, I won't hold my breath. But in any event, we're gonna continue to track these numbers occasionally, maybe every month. We haven't completely decided, so we'll have updated numbers for you as we go forward. With that, I'll just see if Jim or Jeff have any closing comments.
Not me.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining the call. Hopefully, you got the. If you didn't get the memo that we released right before the call, let us ping us and let us know, and we'll get it to you. Otherwise, we will talk again soon. With that, we'll close this call. Thanks, everybody.